When it comes to food safety, at what point does careful become too careful? That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. For a number of years now, governments around the world have held back approval for the use of genetically modified food products. And Sir Richard Roberts thinks it's time for that to change. The Nobel Prize-winning British scientist says the science behind GMOs is sound.
Europeans like to say, and a number of politicians like to say this too, that we have to be careful. You know, when something new comes along, we don't want to just accept it and worry that maybe it's going to cause a problem. Let's get some scientific evidence. But how much do you need?
While Europe is often seen as the poster child for cautious approaches to scientific advancement, Robert says many other countries have sat on the GM approval process as well.
We have to stop supporting the idea that foods produced by modern breeding methods are inherently dangerous. This is what Greenpeace wants you to believe. And they won't come out and admit that the science now says these things are perfectly safe. It's really very disappointing.
Robert spoke recently at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. And there's a link to his presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.